听力课堂，听 class.com。
请先听完第十段广播剧后，回答第十组问题。
Yes, sir.
Well, don't. Aren't you Mr. Carrington's butler?
Yes, sir. Clark is the name, sir. I've been. I was in Mr. Carrington's service for 40 years. But why do you ask?
Well, don't you recognize me?
I don't believe so, sir. Of course, there were so many of you here today from the newspapers.
But I was here even earlier. I'm John Blake.
Oh, then you're the gentleman who murdered Mr. Carrington, according to the newspapers.
Well, why do you say according to the newspapers?
I don't believe you killed Mr. Carrington, sir.
You don't? Why not?
Why, he didn't even know you, sir.
Well, maybe he only got acquainted with me this morning when I came to kill him.
If he had made an appointment with you, sir, I would have known.
But didn't you let me in to see him?
Oh, no, sir. He answered the door himself when his visitor arrived.
I see. Is Mr. Carrington's nephew here?
Mr. Gunn? Yes, sir. But he left word not to be disturbed.
He did he? Clark, did Mr. Carrington have a gun?
Yes, sir.
Would you trust me with it if it might help catch the murderer? I guarantee it'll catch him.
Won't you step in?
Thank you.
I was very fond of Mr. Carrington, sir. He kept the gun here in the hall near the door. Oh, here it is, sir. I'm an old man myself, and perhaps I'm foolish to even...
Now don't you worry. Just take me to see Mr. Gunn.
Oh, but I can't do that, sir.
Ah!
Oh, pardon me, sir. Yes, Mr. Gunn?
Who are you talking to, Clark? Is that the attorney?
No, sir. It's a young...
Wait a minute. I know that voice. I'm sorry, Clark.
Who the devil... You?
Yes, me, Mr. Gunn. Or should I say Dr. Gunn?
Clark, leave the room.
Yes, sir.
Well, this is all a terrible mistake.
You bet it is. And I want to hear why the nephew of the man I'm supposed to have murdered is also the psychiatrist who convinced me I was crazy and ought to surrender to the police.
Well,
don't move.
Don't point that gun at me, please. I'm expecting a phone call from the attorney about the will. And then I'm sure we can straighten this thing out. I'll give you money.
We'll straighten it out now without money. You killed your uncle, didn't you?
No. I was with Clark. He can tell you.
Don't answer that.
Clark will answer it then, on the extension. And he knows I'm here.
Let Clark answer it. But I'm going to get the truth out of you before you have a chance to talk to anyone.
I meant you no harm.
Not much. You just wanted me to take your seat in the electric chair. You told me the whole thing when you were posing as the psychiatrist, didn't you? You told me the truth, making me think it couldn't have been like that. The only thing you didn't tell me was about the person who killed your uncle and helped frame me.
I beg your pardon, sir, but it's an urgent call.
Don't move, Gunn. If it's so urgent, I'll take it for you. Yes?
Roger, I'm calling you from our usual place. He hasn't gone to the police yet. Roger, are you there?
I can't talk now. The attorney's here.
Wait, Roger. I think he's on his way over there. Be careful.
All right.
You don't sound right. Are you getting frightened again? After all we've done so far, you've got to keep your nerve up. I'm coming over, Roger.
Good.
I'll be there in 5 minutes. Stall him when he arrives. Goodbye, Roger.
Goodbye, Rosalie. Clark.
Yes, sir?
You were right before. Mr. Carrington opened the door this morning for a beautiful young lady after a date had been made by Mr. Roger Gunn here.
I told him she was blackmailing me, and I wanted him to see her because he'd had experience handling that sort of thing. But I swear Rosalie didn't tell me she was going to kill...
Never mind. Clark, call the police. Tell them by the time they arrive, the murderer of Mr. Carrington will be here waiting for them.